Hello, this is Sarah Wilson. I'm the Assistant Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. I'm here with Brian Madden, VDI expert and founder of BrianMadden.com. And today we're talking about whether SSD can solve performance problems with VDI. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Hey, I'm well. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. So we know that in a VDI environment, IT has to plan for things like boot storms and login storms. And to prevent those, many experts recommend SSD as a solution for that big onslaught of I/O requests. But you've said before that SSD doesn't really solve performance problems in a VDI environment. So why is that?
So I have said that SSD doesn't really solve the performance problems. I mean, for the very specific, you know, you talk about boot storms and login storms. If that's your biggest issue and you've got magnetic storage, I mean, going to something faster like SSD is probably going to do it. But the thing is, the real storage problem in the world of VDI is not something that SSD solves. And to try to explain this like kind of fast, that think of computers before VDI. So like you got your desktop, your laptop. Like think of us at TechTarget, hundreds of employees. We all have our own laptops. Everyone's laptop is different. You have your own stuff. You have your own software. And you know you have different software on your laptop than me, and all this sort of thing. We all own our own computers. You know, like whatever's installed on them. And then when a lot of people go to VDI, they say, oh, when you go to VDI, instead of every user having a separate disk image, let's have one disk image that all the users share. And because if you have a disk image that all the users share, that takes less capacity for storage, which is nice because VDI is on servers, so like server storage is really expensive. And so it's like, oh, if we're all sharing an image, you know, they say, oh, it's easier to manage because you only have to patch one image. It's less storage. And you also can have a very a lot higher performance. Because if you're one image that everyone's sharing, it's very easy to, you know, put that in super fast storage, like SSD or DRAM or cache or something like that. Because it's only one image, so it's kind of small, so the super fast storage is usually very expensive, but if it's only one image, then, you know, you can afford it. So that's what they say. Like, so people who say that SSD is a solution, they're like, oh yeah, because you can put your one image in SSD and everyone can share it. But the problem is that a lot of VDI projects actually fail. Because, you know, the world of desktop computing, like our world today before VDI, every user has their own computer with their own complete separate programs and everything is different. And so if the only way that you're banking on VDI being successful in your environment is that you're going to share, like all your users are going to share the same disk image, like that's not really possible. Because your environment before VDI is everyone has their own image. And your environment post-VDI, if you're banking on everyone sharing an image, that isn't going to work. Like, how, like, what, all your users are magically all of a sudden using all the same software? Like, it's crazy. Actually, a lot of VDI projects have sort of failed because they tried to make all the users share an image, which doesn't really work. You know, like, we don't share laptops. It doesn't work in VDI world. So my point is that, so in order to make that happen, where every user has their own image, you need, like, a lot of storage and a lot of traditional storage. If it's like these big massive magnetic sands and everything, people are saying like, well, that's going to be huge and expensive. And how do we make that fast enough? And then some people say, oh, well, you can buy SSD for all the storage. But like, if you have all these disk images for all these users, SSD is super, super expensive because SSD doesn't actually change the behavior of storage. It just makes your existing storage like really fast. So yeah, technically SSD could fix the problem, but it would be so, so, so expensive. So what I say, the way that to fix the problem, the storage problem for VDI, it's not just with SSD, it's actually looking at some of these new storage solutions that offer things like single instance block level storage. So what I mean is like you can have all these users who have all these different disk images, and like, so it looks like every user has their own image, but really the storage is like consolidating, kind of like deduplication a little bit, but not deduplication like finding files at nighttime. I mean like actually multiple users accessing their own disk images, and the storage is like block level, single instance deduplication on the background. So that's sort of like a fundamental change to the way storage works. And these new storage solutions might involve using some SSD technologies, but like my point is, I guess, it's not as simple as just saying, oh, I have this SAN with all magnetic disks and it's no good for VDI, so I'm just going to replace it with SSD. That doesn't fix anything because that doesn't fundamentally change the way storage works. So you got to, it's not just SSD, it's you got to put a solution in place that is actually looking at all of these hard drive images from all of these users and finding common blocks among all these and pulling those out and consolidating those into like cache or SSD. So you got to change the way storage works for VDI to really get the benefit.
Where in a VDI environment should solid state be used if they are using it, or if they're using it with a combination of other things? Where would be the best place to implement it?
You know, at the end of the day, solid state is way faster than magnetic storage. You know, so even like when you're talking about primary storage that works when the power's off, you're talking about magnetic disks, like old-fashioned disk drives or SSD, right? Because there are a lot of caching solutions like DRAM and stuff like that. Those are like performance boosters for while your system is running. So, you know, if you have storage in your environment and you've got bottlenecks on that storage, throwing, you know, moving from magnetic disks to SSD can help alleviate the bottlenecks. But you want to be sure you kind of do it smartly. Because like I said, if you have a whole cabinet of like 50 magnetic disks that's powering your whole VDI and it's all slow, you can't replace those 50 magnetic disks with 50 SSDs. Well, you can, but it'd be really, really, really expensive. It'd be better to, like, instead of taking, like, all 50 magnetic disks and replacing them, maybe add in, like, only a few SSDs, and then also get some, like, smarter, intelligent SAN software that can do this, like, block-level sharing I'm talking about, that can sort of, you know, manage what's put on SSD and what is put on magnetic. So I do like adding some SSD in to make your stuff faster, but again, it's not just a hardware swap. You also need to upgrade the storage software to get the single instance block level storage.
For those shops that kind of have already switched to SSD or started using it to try and solve the performance problem, what are the main problems that they're seeing now using it?
The shops that have switched over to SSD, unless they have like more money than, you know, than the whole, like, unless they just, you know, are sitting on piles and piles of money, they probably did not switch out all their hard drives for SSD because it's just so expensive, right? So usually where the people who already have brought some SSD in, usually the people who have done that, they're only using a little bit of SSD here and there, which again is what I like. But if they're bringing in a little bit of SSD, but they are using that disk image sharing I'm talking about, because some people say, oh, well, again, we're going back to, we're going to have all of our users share a disk image, and we'll put that shared image in SSD, and that way we only have to buy a little SSD just for that one shared image. But in my case, I don't think VDI works with shared images, because like I said, if your environment, like before VDI, wasn't shared. So a lot of companies are actually finding that SSD has failed them because in order to make SSD work, they had to have these shared disk images. And then I say, no, you have to go off the shared disk images. And they say, well, we can't do that because we can't afford the SSD. And so that's where like I feel like people have used SSD successfully to accelerate their shared images, but they really need to look at upgrading the software so that they can actually have these, you know, VDI instances where every user has their own image instead of all users sharing. Because their biggest problem is in order to make it work, they had to use disk image sharing, and their environment is failing not because of SSD. Their environment is failing because disk image sharing doesn't work in their company. And so I say, well, okay, we got to move beyond disk image sharing and move to all the users having their own. But to do that, you can't use your current SSD architecture. You got to use your current SSD plus some like smarter SAN software that can actually make this happen.
What's the most important piece of advice that you'd give IT shops who are considering to use SSD for VDI?
I mean, the one thing is make sure your solution works with disk images where every user can have his or her own disk image. And you know that's so, like and once you do that, you find that dictates what you need out of your storage system, both in terms of capacity, in terms of like I/O performance, that sort of thing. So I like to say that, you know, as you design this, plan for every user having their own disk image, and then see how you design your storage around that. The other piece of advice I give people is a lot of these people who are selling VDI, they give guidance on like, oh, here's how many IOPS. For like, take IOPS, for example, right? They say, you know, people are like, storage is all about IOPS. Like, how many IOPS can you buy? How much capacity can you buy? And so they always say, well, okay, so how many IOPS do I need per desktop? Like, if I have 100 VDI desktops, how many IOPS do I need? And the people selling VDI usually make the IOPS number really low, because if the people selling VDI come at you with a super high IOPS number, then you're like, oh my gosh, it's too expensive, I'll never do it. So they say, oh, no, you don't need that many IOPS. It's a low number that you need. And a lot of people also, they fail with VDI because they make assumptions they only need, like, 7 IOPS per desktop for VDI. Whereas in real life, I mean, magnetic drives have like 50 IOPS, like built in, like even like your laptop today without SSD has like 50. And yet a lot of users, you know, they like to put SSD in their laptops to make it faster. So I'm saying, well, if 50 IOPS in your laptop is not good enough and you're going to SSD on top of that for your laptop, then why do you think 7 IOPS makes sense in a data center? You probably need like 50 or more in a data center as well. So that's the other piece of advice I would say is look at your actual laptops before you go to VDI and look at how many IOPS you have on that, and then use that as your baseline for the way you design your storage solution for VDI. Because if you design on some low number just to keep your cost down, that's great. You build VDI for cheap, but then no one uses it because the performance is so horrible.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's it for today. So thanks so much for talking with me.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for the invitation, and always nice to chat about VDI.
For more information on VDI and storage, be sure to visit searchvirtualstorage.com.